And you got some details on Apple. They're currently working on a brand new computer concept. Tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, Apple is working on this concept, which essentially is a magic keyboard. And anybody who knows the Apple keyboards out there would know they all call them magic keyboards. But it's designed with a full computer inside that can actually plug into any display. It seems to rival a desktop computer or a laptop, because all users have to do is carry their keyboard around and just plug it into a monitor. The keyboard actually may have a trackpad inside it, so you don't actually have to carry a mouse as well. So very similar to the Mac Mini, which is the cheapest Apple computer of choice out there for people to go along and buy. So they've actually been able to put inside, according to the design, every piece of the computer basically inside the keyboard. It's an amazing concept, Lee, that just might take off.
And taking the mouse out of the equation too. That's handy.
Yeah, just put your keyboard in your bag and just take it with you and plug it into a monitor or wirelessly connect to a monitor. It's just something that might be coming, and I thought it was just an amazing concept.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating idea, I think. It'll be interesting to see what the full result looks like, eh?
Yeah, it will be very interesting.
Now, one thing that is coming, Wi-Fi 7.
Exactly right. We haven't talked about Wi-Fi for a very long time, but Wi-Fi 7 is coming, and it basically is a speed upgrade. So hardware that supports standard will be able to shuttle the data through the air at a faster rate. Wi-Fi 7 will support the Wi-Fi networks 2.4, 5 and 6 gigahertz. Just a big tip for people out there, if you've got devices that do connect to the internet at home, like your printer or things like Google Home or other internet-connected devices, always hook them up to the 2.4 gigahertz network, because they will work properly then. But it's all about speed. Wi-Fi 7 will support a huge 30 gigs per second, which is a real jump from the most you can get at the moment, which is in Wi-Fi 6E, is 9.6. So it's really going to be designed for modern-day internet users, for streaming video, making video calls, gaming online, all the other things you do. And you might actually be able to, with that tunnel of speed, you wouldn't have to worry about Ethernet cables anymore.
Yeah, so pretty much in layman terms, it's all about serving the needs of modern-day internet users. Speed.
Exactly, yeah. Right. It's all about speed now.
And wrapping it up, a Windows 11 reminder if you're buying a brand-new computer.
Exactly right. So people out there who get a computer with Windows Home on there as well would know by now that you can't sign into it unless you've got an internet connection. You need that internet connection to set it up and sign into it. Turns out they're going to do it with Windows 11 Pro as well. So it doesn't matter. Microsoft are going to know everything about you when you go along and do that. And you won't be able to avoid that Microsoft account. So people would know, setting it up, you need a Microsoft account. You log on to the internet, they know it's Lee, they know it's Richard, and it gets activated through that. The workaround for people is that once you've done that, you can actually create a local account on your computer and then turn off that other account on there. That's working at the moment. That's if you're concerned about Microsoft really knowing everything about you.
And that's one thing Microsoft have done, haven't they? Increasingly pushing Windows users to use Microsoft's accounts since Windows 10.
Yeah, do I quite like the idea, because you sign up with your Office 365 on there as well. So if you lose your computer or it breaks or something, you just go and re-download all the software. So there's benefits, I think, for having a Microsoft account. But some people always think that Microsoft is trying to gather every bit of information about you, Lee.
Do you think the new change to Windows 11 Pro perhaps won't sit well with many hoping to avoid Microsoft's data and gathering devices?
Yeah, I don't think people like this at all. They really want their privacy about it. It's not me, I don't care. I think it's the 21st century, Lee. Google know all about me. Windows, Microsoft know all about me. Apple know all about me. Facebook does as well. You just need to get over it a bit, Lee.